Hi guys, I'm Michelle and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. Long time no see everybody. I can see that you guys are being as diligent and self-disciplined as usual here on VoiceTube. I always admire all of your hard work and perseverance. I gotta say that I do miss you guys and I'm just very happy to be here today. Alright, enough with the sentimentals. Let's start today's session, shall we? So, how does the word discipline make you feel? I don't know about you, but I used to think of discipline as something boring, conservative, restrictive, not creative, something that took away all the fun and pleasure, totally the opposite of freedom. But once we have dreams and goals and things to accomplish, we start to realize the importance of discipline. If you want to, let's say, have more free time, you gotta discipline yourself to use time wisely, right? 如果你想要有更多属于自己的时间，那么你会需要约束自己有效的运用时间，对吗？ And if you want financial freedom, then you need to have financial discipline. 如果想要经济上的自由，那么就要训练自己理财之类的。And if you hope to win that job that you've always dreamed of, discipline will be a powerful tool to push you when you feel like giving up.
如果你想要得到一份梦寐以求的工作，那么自律就会是督促你不要放弃的那个力量。
Sounds ironic, right? But it's true. Discipline leads to freedom. It leads to freedom in all the various aspects of life. Now, I'm sure you get the idea that, yeah, discipline is important, blah, blah, blah. We all know it's important. But knowing how crucial it is one thing. To become self-disciplined is another story. To put it bluntly, most of us aren't really doing a good job. But why?
为什么执行对我们有益的事情这件事是困难的
?Why is it so hard to do things that are good for us? 即便是小小的事情 ,even the little things like, early to bed and early to rise, 早睡早起 eating healthy food, exercising daily, not binge watching, etc. Well, when you think about it,the mission itself is not difficult at all. I mean, it's not like we need to climb Mount Everest, swim across the Pacific Ocean, save the world, or anything like that. It's pretty simple. Go to bed at 11 o'clock, read a few pages of a book every day, spend less time scrolling through your phone, you name it. Why can't we bring ourselves up and just do it?Well, the thing is, it's not that the activities themselves are hard.
其实这些事情本身一点都不困难，对吗？
It's the internal debate that we are struggling with that is hard.
其实困难的地方是我们内在的声音在拔河。所谓内在的声音是，从影片的角度来说，
Our brains are basically wired to stop us from doing things that are uncomfortable,uncertain or scary.
我们的大脑先天的设定呢，就是要为了保护我们，不要让我们去做危险的事情。而危险的讯号常常就是透过情绪，好比担忧啊、紧张啊、害怕等等的。
However, let's face it, to discipline ourselves is never going to be a comfortable journey. I mean, to push ourselves out of the comfort zone and towards unknown possibility is definitely going to be uncertain and scary, right?
但是为了进步，想要达到目标，势必就是要踏出舒适圈，而踏出舒适圈的过程不可能是舒服的，一定会紧张啊，担忧害怕。但也就是因为这样，所以从生理的角度来说，我们很难突破，因为内在就是有两个声音在拔河。
So yeah, anyway, if we listen to this wired part of our brain and only do things according to this biological mindset,
所以如果我们只听这个生理上的先天设定产生的声音的话 We are not in control of our lives. We let this part of the brain control us, making us act like we're on autopilot. 那么我们的人生就变成是被操控的，就让那部分的大脑去自动驾驶，就并非我们真正的自由意志，我觉得。 And in this way, we end up just like the bee mentioned in the video. 那么就跟影片中提到的那只蜜蜂一样咯，各位可以看一下那一部影片就知道。 I do believe that we have a choice to transform from the autopilot state to decision maker. And to do that,First of all, you need to watch today's video. Self-discipline is freedom. So without further ado, let's take a look at the sentence that pretty much summarizes my long introduction. It gives us the freedom to achieve what we truly want in life and allows us to break free of the biological or societal cages around us. Once again, it gives us the freedomTo achieve what we truly want in life and allows us to break free of the biological or societal cages around us. Alright, and now let's take a look at the sentence. 好，我们来看发音的部分。It gives us the freedom. 首先 it's 的尾音 t 弱化，也就是舌尖会停留在要发 t 的位置，但就停在那，并没有把舌尖放上来送气，而是一个停顿的感觉而已。所以 it gives us, it gives us. 再来 gives 的尾音 s 跟下面一个字 us 连音，就变成 gives us, gives us. 所以三个字就是 it gives us, it gives us.接着 it gives us the freedom to achieve what we truly want. 好 ,what 跟 want 的尾音两个 t, 同样跟一开始的 it 的尾音一样的处理方式，点到停顿的感觉。好，再一次哦。It gives us the freedom to achieve what we truly want in life. And allows us, 好 ,and 的尾音可以弱化，所以舌尖变成只会停留在 and 呢呢呢的位置，然后跟 allow 连起来变成 and allow, and allow, 以及 allow 的尾音 us 跟下一个字 us 连起来，所以三个字是 and allows us, and allows us.How and allows us to break free of the biological or societal cages around us. 好，这边几个单字我们现在放慢念一次 biological, biological, 重音在 L 的地方 biological. 再来 societal, societal, okay? Societal cages around us. 好，最后 around 的尾音的跟 us 又可以连起来变 around us, around us. 好，我们整句来念一遍。It gives us the freedom to achieve what we truly want in life and allows us to break free of the biological or societal cages around us.Okay, and moving on to the vocabulary. The first word we have for today is discipline. Discipline. Okay, 我知道 discipline 这个单字并没有出现在我们今天选择的句子当中，但我觉得这个字是今天影片的主角。再加上这个单字不容易拼，很多人可能会拼错，所以我们一起来好好的看它一遍。来 discipline, D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E, discipline, discipline.So it can be used as a noun and a verb. The verb means to train oneself to do something in a controlled and habitual way. 以动词来说呢，它就是约束控制有关。So for example, if you can discipline yourself, you don't need motivation. 如果你能约束自己 if you can discipline yourself, you don't need motivation. 你就不需要一个动机或诱因来促使你行动。Do you agree with that? So if you can discipline yourself, you don't need motivation. And as a noun, it basically is referring to the repetition of the same behavior that you need to do every day in order to achieve your goals. 那么作为名词呢，就是指纪律或自律的意思。For example,
example, if you can't achieve your goals, the chances are you don't have enough discipline.
如果你不能达成你的目标，很有可能是因为你的自律能力不够。
If you can't achieve your goals, the chances are you don't have enough discipline.
接着呢是形容词 disciplined, 也就是有纪律的的意思。
So for example, a true athlete will be disciplined in every respect, practicing constant self-control.
一个真正的运动员 a true athlete,will be disciplined, 会很守纪律训练有素
in every respect, 在各个方面 practicing constant self-control, 持续练习自我控制。
Alright, 下一个单字是 biological. Biological. Biological 基本上就是指生物的或生理的。那么常听见的词汇有 the biological science, 也就是生物科学，或者是 biological weapon, 生化武器。那么句子的部分
Whether procrastination is driven by biological or psychological factors is an ongoing debate.
究竟拖延症 Whether procrastination 是因为生理还是心理因素造成的
is driven by biological or psychological factors is an ongoing debate.
它仍然未有定论还是持续的争辩中。那么各位已经听过的就是生理时钟 biological clock, biological clock,
somebody's biological clock is ticking.
生理时钟滴答作响是指什么呢就是
You know, when a woman says her biological clock is ticking, she means that she is worried that she is getting too old to have a baby.
也就是指身体觉得到了适合传宗接代的时候，它就会释放讯息，让你想要结婚，想要生小孩。
Yeah, but by the way, the new research proves that it's not just women who need to worry about putting off parenthood. Men also have this biological clock, just so you know.
Anyway, 下一个单字是 societal, societal.
When we refer to things that relate to society or social societal relations, the words societal and social can be used interchangeably.
总之，如果想要拿来描述跟社会相关的，那么就是 societal 这个字指社会的，而 social 另外一个字，它也是指社会的。当这两个字都想要拿来表达跟社会相关的时候呢，大部分都是 interchangeable.
For example, group pressure is enormously effective in social conformity.
群体压力对社会从众是有很大的影响力。那么这里的 social 就可以换成 societal, 变成
group pressure is enormously effective in societal conformity.
Societal conformity, 也就是指社会从众。Okay?
And then last but not least, social.
如果想要拿来指to meet and spend time with other people for pleasure, 也就是指交际或是社交的，那么就是用 social 而不会是 societal 那个字哦。
So for example, maintaining an active social life is a way to improve our health and reduce the risk of ailments.
好，维持活跃的社交生活
maintaining an active social life
是能够促进健康
is a way to improve our health and reduce
能够降低the risk of ailments 也就是生一些小病的风险
one more time maintaining an active social life is a way to improve our health and reduce the risk of ailmentsOkay, that's about it for today's pronunciation challenge. As always, thank you guys for being so awesome. Please make sure to leave a comment and recording, and I will see you guys some other time.